Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
What? Oh, I love this one. What else did he nail to the cross? Here's a good one. He nailed the curse to the cross. And I hear a lot of talk around Christian circles and not even Christian circles, others where they speak about the curse. Galatians 3:13, get this, it's the words of God, it's scripture. Galatians 3:13, 14, it says this, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What did he do? Having become a curse for us. For it is written, listen, for it is written, when you see it is written, listen, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. What happened? Christ became a curse for you. In that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You see, there was a curse on humanity. Not so much because of the law, but because of the broken law. We couldn't fulfill the requirements of God. And if you look in Leviticus 26, it's God tells Israel what would happen to them if they broke the law. Listen to this. He will bring terror upon them, wasting diseases and fever that will destroy their eyes and drain away their lives. That's exciting. They will plant their seed in vain, for the enemies will eat the fruit. They will be slain by their enemies. They will flee when no one is pursuing them. They will be famished, that they will eat their own children. How disgusting. The effects of curses. Their land will be laid waste and the cities destroyed. They will be scattered among the heathen. The ultimate curse of the law was death. One of the curses of the law was to be hung on a tree. So one of the curses, listen, of the law was to be hung on a tree. Who became the one who hung on the tree? Jesus. Because it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Jesus became a curse. He took the curse that you might be blessed and become a blessing. And there's some people here today and you think, man, my life is cursed. It's been cursed from generation. That may be true, but in Christ, the curse is broken. Come on, declare it. Stop looking at your generational curses and start to count the generational blessings that are upon your life and begin to, come on, strengthen up and say, Christ, you did it. I believe it in the name of the Lord. From this day on, the curse is broken. The effects of the curse, the consequence of the curse. We're going to see a change happen in our lives and our families in Jesus' name. Oh, I feel excited this morning. You're not cursed. A couple more. We're going to come for communion in a moment. Not right now, but very soon. They nailed fear. Christ nailed fear to the cross. I was looking at this morning and I say, yeah, fear of what? Fear of heights? Fear of the dark? I used to be scared of the dark. Actually, I still am, but I carry a light everywhere I go, so I'm okay. Hebrews 2:14 and 15, it says, inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death, listen, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death. Why did Christ have to destroy him who had the power of death? Who had the power of death? The enemy. And it says here, that is the devil, and release those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to their fear. Let me just say that again. Who all their lives were subject to fear. Again, not fear of heights, not fear of kind of spiders. Not so much fear of darkness. You know what the great fear was? Listen to this. People were afraid to die before Christ because their great fear was judgment. Judgment. They were just so unsure of what their future was. They were so unsure if they were right with God and where they would spend eternity, that this fear, This dread used to hold people for generations. What's going to happen when I die? But Jesus nailed that fear to the cross. And no longer do we have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Man was bound in fear because it seemed that the judgment of God was going to be strong against them. You know, David, in seeing the cross, he states, "The Lord delivered me from all my fears." I don't know where you are. I just feel just to pause for a moment to speak about this. This week, I went to a funeral of my brother-in-law, Rob Dunk, on Tuesday. You know, and Rob didn't so much want to die because he had a lot living for him, but he got cancer, and in the end, it kind of took him out. But even though he didn't want to die, he didn't have a fear of dying because he knew where he was going. And when Rob breathed his last, his body looked like an empty shell because immediately his spirit and soul went into the presence of Jesus. So you don't have to fear death. I'm not looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong here. I'm not kind of saying, yeah, let's go and die. You know, I'm not saying that, but man, there's no longer a fear that has to be attached to it. Yeah, there is that fear of the parting of the loved ones and you know, what's going to happen to them. But if you know Jesus, your eternity is secure because Christ nailed it to the cross. The fear of death has been broken because you know that your Redeemer lives and that to be absent from the body, you're going to be present with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he nailed death to the cross. He nailed separation and isolation. Before Christ came, we were separate because of our sins, but because when Christ came, he became the bridge that brings us closer to God. Don't you just want to thank God for Easter Friday? Ah, this is a good one. He nailed your faults and failings to the cross. I know I'm you know, none of you people here are faultless. Oh, you're pure and you're amazing. But it's a fact that he did nail your defeat, your faults and your failures to the cross. And we are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We walk in victory. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory. 1 Corinthians says, who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Are there battles? Of course there are. Do sometimes we get knocked down? Yes, of course we do. But because Christ is in us, we rise again in Jesus' name. We've got that rubber ball principle. We keep bouncing up because of the resurrected power of Christ within us. He nailed Satan's dominance and authority. As we get ready to take communion, just listen to this thought. It says, which the none of the rulers of this age knew, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. What does that mean? You know, the enemy doesn't know everything that's going on. He just knows sometimes something's going on in your life and he'll do anything to derail it. And when Christ came to this earth, the principalities, the satanic force, they kind of knew something was going on and they didn't know. And they just thought if they can just kill Jesus Christ, the plan would be over. But God was ahead of them. And I want to tell you today, whatever the enemy's plan is, God is ahead of it. Whatever it is for your marriage, I want to tell you, the enemy's plan, God's ahead of it. Whatever it is for your children, God is ahead of it. And I want to tell you, you know, where is the enemy in Job? He's roaming around the world. Where is God in 1 Chronicles? The eyes of the Lord run to and fro out of all the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is truly his. I want to tell you, God is always in front of the game. And it's the principalities and powers knew that the crucifixion of Christ would mean their defeat. They would never have crucified the Lord of glory. And it says Jesus dying on the cross, listen, he disarmed the principalities and power and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in the cross. It'd be just like a kind of an armed person coming to you. Jesus steps up, takes the weapons off and disarms them. That's what Jesus did at the cross for you and for me. Aren't you glad about that today, church? And you might say, "Hey, John, I've heard all that you've said this morning. It was fast, it was quick, it was passionate, it was there. But how do I apply what Christ did on the cross for me? How do I make it real in my life?" I think number one, just accept his gift of salvation. Accept the price that he paid. And the other thing is, accept his forgiveness. Didn't he say, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do"? And you might say, on the cross, who was he speaking about? Oh yes, he was speaking about the soldiers and those that betrayed him. But I believe that he was speaking about all those from Adam right through to Christ. And also he was speaking about from Christ right up till now. He was saying, "Father, forgive them. Forgive them." And I just want to read a few scriptures that says, "And God has highly exalted to his right hand to the Prince and Savior to give repentance and forgiveness of sins. Therefore, let it be known, brethren, that through this man, Christ, is preached to you forgiveness of sins." Acts 26, "To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." We have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Redemption means that God buys it back, buys you back from the power of the enemy through the blood that was shed on the cross. Church, good news today. Thank God for the cross. Do I understand it all? I'm on a journey, but I believe it. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. He died on the cross, you know, to take away my guilt. He died on the cross that I could, you know, have fellowship, relationship with God. He did it. And thank God that he did.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.